your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Watch the green bats tumble.
Yes, I'm here. And we are live.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Blissed? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USAPrepares.com. We're broadcasting live, doing a simulcast today with Sam Bushman, Kurt Crosby. We are live at the Get Prepared Expo. We're setting up. The instructors are flying in. They are arriving. The exhibitors are setting up. You're going to hear some noise in the background. You're going to hear forklifts. You're going to hear some cranes. You're going to hear some horns. You're going to hear all kinds of noise in the background. And welcome, Sam Bushman.
Did we say we're live? That's why you hear all that stuff in the background. We are literally on the show floor for GetPreparedExpo.com. And I want to say this. The reason you might hear a little bit of strange pauses and twists and turns and things like that, and thanks for your patience on that, Ben, who's taking care of the broadcasting capabilities in the Liberty News radio studios. The reason you might have all that is because we're trying to sync up two radio shows, and the commercials are placed slightly different. The clocks are slightly different, and so we're just trying to adjust the best we can. But without further ado, Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live. This is Liberty Roundtable and USAPrepares.com simulcasting the broadcast today live from Get Prepared Expo, the floor. We are here. We are live. It's a big, huge venue in Lebanon, Missouri, and it's the Cowan Center here, the Cowan Civic Center, and we are live. And I just want to say this is the second hour for Liberty Roundtable. This is the year of our Lord, July 19th, 2013. And I've even got Kurt Crosby with me live.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam. And it's good to be with Sir Vince here in the Ozark Hills, as they call them.
It's the mountains.
Oh, sorry. The mountains of the Ozark. Anyway, yeah, it's nice to be here.
That's great to have you guys on the broadcast with us on GCN also. And Sam, Kurt, let's talk about the Get Prepared Expo. Let's talk about what we are going to learn. Dr. Richard Allen Miller has been at the farm for several days now. He flew in from Grants Pass, Oregon. He's going to be talking about mind control, how to think like a Navy SEAL. I think that's fascinating. Do you
when
guys
you
have a
say,
chance?
Now, when you say at the farm, though, Vince, when you say at the farm, you mean basically at your place?
Yeah.
At his house.
And how big of a farm do you have? I mean, what's your farm like?
The farm is...
I mean, sorry, we haven't been there, so I can't
really
tell
you. You will be. You will be. Yeah. The farm
we were
is...
supposed to go there last night with the airplane. Just blame it on the airlines that we didn't get there, Kurt.
The farm is... it has a mile of road frontage.
Okay.
So it's a mile long. And at the narrowest, it's a quarter of a mile deep. And at the widest, it's a half a mile deep. And in terms of acres, that would be 241 acres.
That's a pretty good farm.
So,
what do you process on there? I mean, do you have cattle? Do you have?
We raise black Angus, cows.
Okay.
And half of it's wooded, half of it's opened.
Uh-huh.
There's a stream that runs through it, about 40 feet wide at the widest, and it starts with a spring. It starts with a spring, and it ends with about 40 feet. It's about three-quarters of a mile long through our property. And on that farm, there are ponds, several ponds, and they're called stock ponds.
Yeah.
Where you
when
where
I grew up, the reason I ask, I know that some people will say this is kind of taking us away from the real expo and things, but I grew up on ranches down in Arizona, and I've worked for a lot of years as a nutrition consultant in dairies mostly, but so it interests me about the farm. Anyway, I appreciate
it. Let me tell you why it's not derailing at all from the discussion of the Get Prepared Expo, because they actually have a seminar where they teach you how to buy a farm, what to look for. Buying a farm is not like, hey, just look for the curb appeal and look for the pretty blinds in the window, and if the woman likes it, you're in. It's a little more complicated than that, and it takes expertise, it takes know-how, it takes understanding what to look for about the water, about the capability of the property, the soil. Anyway, the list goes on and on, but Vince, you've got a whole seminar on that, right?
So the phrase, he bought the farm, could be... You know, it changed a little bit.
Without question. Kind of, yeah. But yeah, there's a seminar on this very thing, Kurt.
There is a seminar, and it's a one-hour seminar on how to buy your first farm. Because, as you said, Sam, if you look at a suburban property, if it's a development, there may be several houses that you can look at the comparable values of. And you can say, well, this one's about the same, except maybe the deck is a little bit bigger or they've got a different front porch. You know, you could add or subtract value for those changes. But farms, each one is absolutely unique. The water, the fencing, the buildings, the topography, the amount of woods, the fertility of the soil, the list goes on and on and on. So Georgia Williamson is our instructor for how to buy a farm, and she's going to teach us what to look for and what to expect. And let me say this. Can you imagine there's a property for sale in the Ozarks? It's right near my farm. 80 acres, a 50 by 80 foot steel building on it, three ponds, fenced, cross-fenced, $151,000.
Sounds like an incredible dream come true.
Mm-hmm. That's kind of what I think.
However?
There is no however. Well, okay, there is a however. Taxes. Now, what would you expect that the taxes would be on a property like that? 80 acres, fenced, cross-fenced, whatever. What do you think?
I have no way to gauge. Kurt, you want to try on this one?
It's for
$5,000 a year?
$150,000.
$151,000, 80 acres, three ponds, fenced, cross-fenced. It's ready-to-work cattle, lots of grass, trees. It's magnificent. Absolutely magnificent.
$5,000 a year?
$5,000 a year? Okay.
I was hoping like three, but... Anyway,
$3,000?
What's the...
I'll bet it's triple what we're talking.
Less than $100 a year.
For property tax.
For property tax.
Excellent.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so what you do is you send all your kids to government school at $10,000 a pop, and you think you're paying your way. I'm with you.
Mm-hmm. No.
So what's wrong with the property?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing. And by the way, I selected this part of the world because we traveled, Mrs. Spinelli and I traveled all over looking for a safe place away from a lot of people where taxes were really low so that as the collapse continues, that we wouldn't have to go digging for money to pay the taxes to keep the farm, so we wouldn't lose the farm.
Yeah.
And I mean, even with all those Angus cattle, how many head of Angus cattle have you got?
100.
You know, with those Angus cattle, you could certainly drum up $100 worth of money for taxes out of that.
Yeah, when folks say, where's the beef? You can just take care of business every year.
You actually, if you don't have debt, and you were to buy this $150,000 property, and let's say you only raised 20 head of cattle, and you sold one, let's say you sold half the herd every 2 years.
Uh-huh. Do you do any, do you do any rotational grazing? Or
absolutely. That's what we do. We use rotational grazing. We use strip grazing. Yeah. We use intensive grazing. Yep. And we have different grasses.
That's what my kids do. All of those.
That's right.
We have warm weather grasses, cool season grasses. We have the right mix, I believe. And, I wasn't part of a family that knew about farming. I'm the first farmer of the Finellis, of recent times.
Finelli doesn't really strike me as much of a Western name.
No, it's not.
Like a John Wayne kind of Finelli.
Anyway, Finelli is a
new one.
It's an Italian name, and my grandparents on both sides are from Italy, and they came to this country legally around 1900. Yeah. They left behind Italy. They left behind the language, and if I hit my thumb with a hammer, I'm going to have to say whatever I'm going to say in English. Well, I mean, I don't know any Italian. I
so
don't
you're
speak
a Native American, is that what you're saying?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
How about you?
Absolutely.
Three Kurt. Native Americans sitting here behind the microphone.
And none of us at broadcasting today drinks fluoride at our homes, right?
Of course not.
Okay. And none of us is overweight.
I am.
Sam's not overweight. He's just too short.
He's about six inches too short.
You know, it's just moving right along. Right?
It's the sedentary city lifestyle that's got me.
Yeah.
What I need to do is buy that farm.
Much of a farm. His farm consists of what? Less than a quarter of acre? Quarter acre?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
You know what's interesting about this farm life? If I want to take a 22 out and just plink off the veranda, I can. If I want to take a 308 out and plink off the veranda, I can. If I want to plink anywhere on the property, I can. If I want to wear a firearm anywhere on the property or anywhere in Missouri, well, within reason. I can't do it at a church without permission, or I can't do it in City Hall without, I can't do it in City Hall, period. But I can wear a firearm a lot of places, and I don't have to ask for permission, and I don't have to get any kind of an approval to blast away plinking on my farm if I want to.
I like that.
Mm-hmm.
One of the other cool seminars related to, this isn't exactly farming, but it does bode well for a farm.
Mm-hmm.
And you have basically guard dog, how to get the guard dog to fit your lifestyle.
We have a lot of seminars, and not all seminars are at this particular expo. But Thomas Jefferson is our English Mastiff, and I bought him from a breeder who is one of our instructors. And Thomas Jefferson, we purchased him at about 25 pounds. And he's now 7 months old. He weighs in at 150.
That's a big dog.
Yeah.
Now it's called an English Mastiff?
English Mastiff. Hey, Richard Allen Miller's pulling up. Hey, Rick.
Ricky Rocket, welcome to the Liberty Roundtable / USA Preparers team. Sam Bushman, sir.
Right here.
Right the other guy.
How are you? Sorry about that. All right,
Ricky going to join us?
Is that what he's called?
Ricky Rocket, yeah. Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us, and he is the real Fox Mulder of the X-Files. Now, Rick, the reason I say that you're the real Fox Mulder of the X-Files, you wrote the first six episodes of The X-Files. Rick, you don't have your headphones on. We're going into a break, so you're going to have to talk really fast. You've got 10 seconds. You're the real Fox Mulder of The X-Files. When we come back, will you tell us why we say that? Okay, you can say it into the mic.
You bet.
He nodded. He said yes.
He didn't hear that, but he was nodding. I'm Vin Finelli, Sam Bushman, Kurt Crosby, the real Fox Mulder, Ricky Rocket, Richard Allen Miller. We'll be right back. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? This is USAPreparers.com. Get Prepared Expo number 6, Lebanon, Missouri, the largest in the United States of America. July 19, 20, and 21. Meet your instructors. 2 survival banquet dinners, $8. Dr. Norman Cheely, neurosurgeon, patent holder, inventor, author, surgeon of the year. Dr. Richard Allen Miller, the real Fox Mulder of the X-Files. Dr. Julie Fennec, survival and health medicine. Dr. Joel Wallach, naturopath and veterinarian. Dr. Patrick Vickers, Gerson therapy and cancer treatment. Dr. Howard Shane, emergency dentistry. Mike Knox, survival gardening. Glenn Meter, survival still. Jeff and Karen Olson, survival shelters. The freeze dry guy, survival food. Craig Douglas, radiation survival. USAPreparers.com, Get Prepared Expo, July 19, 20, and 21. USAPreparers.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233. 1-800-237-3737 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As good as gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
There may be a hidden danger lurking in our homes. And without the right equipment, you'll never know it's there. Maser instruments detect all forms of nuclear radiation, including alpha, beta, gamma, and X-ray. And are always on, just like your smoke alarm. Detecting, measuring, and monitoring nuclear radiation. Made in America. Laboratory grade. And EMP resistant. If you can't reliably measure nuclear radiation, you're not fully prepared. But now you can be. At MaserInstruments.com. Spelled M-A-Z-U-R, Instruments.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Everyone all set? We're back. Sam Bushman's with us. Kirk Crosby, Dr. Richard Allen Miller. We are at the Get Prepared Expo, broadcasting live from the Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. So, Rick, why is it that we call you the real Fox Mulder of the X-Files?
I worked for Dr. Carl Slaker. We were part of Mankind Research Unlimited, MRU, which was a front door for the Navy intelligence on paranormal phenomena. And basically, whenever the Navy, which was in charge of technology, ran into something they did not understand, then they would bring in A-Team. And just for the record, most of us never ever figured out what we were looking at either. So, you know, we caught a lot of flies.
I've got some questions about that, by the way. When you say whenever you don't understand something, you call in the big team to resolve it. And my question is then, have you guys solved why government's just belligerent and out of control and how we can fix that?
Yeah, power. Power. You know, it's a drug. And when you achieve any degree of power, then you abuse it.
You got that right. All right. Now, I also wanted to ask Richard a question here, because I've heard him on the radio many times in my life, and you talk about teaching people to think like a Navy SEAL, and instead of analyzing the options from an analytical point of view or saying, all right, well, this makes sense to do this, but what if they do that, and you go through all these plans. You know, most of that's not necessary when you learn to tap into your gut, into your inner self, and decide what's best to do. And you mentioned when you do that, there's only one thing to do. And I know that's basically the topic of one of your seminars coming up. So if you go to the Get Prepared Expo, you'll be able to learn about that in greater detail. We'll never cover it all on the radio. But Richard, I want you to help people kind of understand how they tap into that, because this is really a guide for someone's life that will change them forever, isn't it?
Well, yeah, it basically, it's beyond space and time, whereas your upper brain or logic brain is there to make everything you believe true. And so if you start to think about, should I go right or left, you come up with options. And it's like when Merlin said to Arthur, anything not specifically forbidden is mandatory. If it's possible, it's probable. That means...
You need to back away from your mic too, Richard.
Okay, just a little bit, okay? No problem.
Like 8 inches.
About 8 inches? How's that one working for you?
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
All right, so basically, the upper brain is on logic, which means it automatically is going to put you into statistical inference, probability, whereas your gut... The enteric nervous system is more primitive and is somehow directly connected through space and time.
How do I tap into that? In other words, how do I clear my mind and say I'm paying attention to one or the other?
It's an altered state of consciousness other than straight consciousness. There is a place near conscious state of awareness where your ability in guessing increases more than 400 times over statistical inference. When you are able to listen to that voice, knowing what to do, you automatically do it, and if you do that instinctively, you will survive.
Now, let me ask you, that's something that you train yourself to do. Do you start by just clearing your mind? Do you say, you know what, stop input now?
It's not that easy, and it's much simpler. Both. A lot of women are already in that place of intuition where they have that sense of what they need to do and what might be happening. Good luck with that. It's you can test yourself so that you start to learn which voice you want to listen to. There's a lot of voices going on inside you.
How do you get there then? Does it take a lot of training?
It's hypnosis. You self-hypnosis where you learn how to quiet the mind, and then once you've done that, like biofeedback, you can actually hear your heartbeat. It isn't that it's you're hearing it, because that's a misnomer. It's that you can feel it or sense it in some way and can then change the rate of beat just with your mind's eye. In fact, that's where everything occurs, is in your mind's eye. Imagination is reality. Basically, if you are able to clear your mind and listen to your body automatically knows what to do.
I bring that up because, as you mentioned, women have a lot of this. Some call it intuition, some call it inner self, some call it being centered. There's a lot of different psychological terms for this. But I would submit to you that blind people, to a great degree, have this too. It's part of growing up. It's part of how they learn to interpret the world. Got a quick break for Vince.
Sam, hold that thought. That's really interesting because, ladies and gentlemen, Sam Bushman is blind, and we're going to talk more about that when we come back. Dr. Richard Allen Miller, Sam Bushman, Kirk Crosby. We'll be right back. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? This is USAPrepares.com. Get Prepared Expo number 6, Lebanon, Missouri, the largest in the USA, July 19, 20, and 21. Expect more on-point seminars, more on-point exhibits, more nationally known experts, more doctors, more radio personalities, and more survivalists than any other expo. 3 days of exhibits and seminars online, $18 or $10 a day at the door. Children under 12, free. 2 freeze-dried guy survival banquet dinners with your instructors, $8. Meet and dine with your USAPrepares.com instructors. Attend 50 one-hour seminars. We guarantee that this will be one of your life's 10 most memorable events or your money back. July 19, 20, and 21. Lebanon, Missouri, USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our family's health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter, sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
This can be slight.
What are today's hot?
Why can't you have God here?
Take my... When you go to the season... For 2 seconds...
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Happy to have you along, ladies and gentlemen. It is Sam Bushman live sitting right next to Vincent Fennelly in the Preparedness Expo right now live. We're at the Cowan Civic Center in Lebanon, Missouri, where you ought to be. And you got around the table right now Sam Bushman, Kirk Cosby from Liberty Roundtable. You got Vincent Fennelly, USAPrepares.com, GetPreparedExpo.com. You also have Ricky Rocket is his nickname, Richard, alongside with us talking about mind control. And I just asked Richard right before the pause, you know, we're talking about how you can learn to pay attention to your inner self. And you can use your body to give you information rather than your rational mind just trying to think through all the the options and get confused in what you ought to do and everything else. Believe it or not, you can learn to, in a subconscious kind of way, tap into your inner self. Some people call it centering. And you can literally know what ought to be done, and you make the best decisions that way. You can do it in split seconds if you're really tapped in, if you use hypnosis and get into your inner mind. And I'm a totally blind person. I mentioned to Richard right before the pause, and I want to get his take on this. And that is, you know, blind people are a lot that way by the very nature of their lives. When I grow up, I don't get to see a woman's eyes or get to see the face of somebody or their body language where they move away or move closer or do the different things that they do. And so I had to train my mind to pick different clues, different guidelines, different the tonality in their voice, the way they say their words, the emotion in their voice, the undertone of the feelings that their aura gives off. Those are the kind of things that I'm talking about. How does it relate, Richard?
Well, you probably know how to grope a lot better than we do.
Ouch.
Just kidding. You know, being blind can be, in some ways, be seen as a gift, not a disadvantage, because it forces you to focus on other inputs. And too many people are oriented around visual inputs, and I wouldn't have seen it if I hadn't have believed it.
Rick, can you say that again? You wouldn't have seen it if you hadn't believed it.
Yeah.
So explain what that means.
Yeah, that's a good concept. The fact is that our beliefs determine what we're able to see and understand. For example, if you were a staunch Christian and two aliens walked in the door, the big question is, would you be able to see them? And probably not. That's why many of the Aborigines didn't see ships on the horizon, because they had no concept of that. They were blind. And so with that said, that's usually someone outside the box. That would be someone like you that isn't as limited by their vision.
The point that I'm getting at, too, is people say, you know, Sam, can you just hear incredibly well? And the answer is, if you put me on a hearing test, I probably don't hear very well. I'm over 45, so that means I can't even hear some of the high sounds the younger kids can hear. From a literal point of view, no, I can't hear any better at all. In fact, I don't hear that great, necessarily. However, because I have trained to use my ears in a functional, reality-based way that helps me in my life, I can hear incredibly well, Richard. And that's the kind of mind training that you're talking about. It's throw out all that you thought you knew, all that you deemed important, and learn to focus on something else and give it its credibility, its proper place, its reality function. And that's what you're talking about in terms of changing your mind to, one, know what to do in a given situation, but two, to be able to reject a lot of the mind control that's being pitched at us on a daily basis.
Well, yes. Now, unfortunately, mind control is no longer just visual. They're now attacking us in a lot of other arenas, including our food. That's one of the talks I'll be talking about, is the weaponization of epigenetics. Our food choices are what determine when certain keys like arthritis kicks into our body. They're actually trying to control the populace now with our foods.
It reminds me of a hamster. It's kind of like we're getting hamster food. We're learning to just bust out our adrenals. We're learning how to just to run. But in that becomes the disruption channel, doesn't it?
Well, more than that, it sets up your reality. A lot of your beliefs and assumed truths are drivers that create your actual reality. You know, the idea that imagination is reality. Imagine the internal landscape if you, for example, choose to look at something one way over a different way, and then the options of universes that allows to be created.
Do you think that it's something that you just need to be aware of? Or do you think it's something that you actually have to literally train against?
You have to do some training, because it requires witnessing. That means you have to be able to step back or go to a different place in your brain and actually watch your behavior. That's one of the chapters in a new book that I've written called Power Tools for the 21st Century. These were the 8 basic protocols that I developed for Navy SEALs to make them true paranormal supermen, one of which is to be able to change a belief or assume truth like you would a pair of clothing.
Rick, what are you going to teach us in your seminars?
Well, I'm going to teach, I'm going to at least guide you through some imaging with hypnosis so that you have a sense of what that place is and how it differs from consciousness. And then maybe try to see if you can't glean different information from that state of consciousness.
I saw you at the last Get Prepared Expo in April, and Craig Douglas walked by class, and he's going to join us in probably in about 15 minutes or so. He's our radiation instructor. And you were hypnotizing me, the freeze-dried guy, Craig Douglas, and actually you were asking us to self-hypnotize ourselves. And so we were going deeper and deeper and deeper, and I saw Craig Douglas leaning over in a very deep hypnotic state before I went into that deep hypnotic state. So I think it's real, Rick.
Yeah, it's, and actually what I was doing is acting as a guide. Remember, I asked permission to take you down there, and it was really you that allows yourself to go down there or not. That's the whole thing. You can fight yourself, too. That's what a lot of people end up doing. They're actually at war with themselves, and they have conflicts going on that they're not aware of. Self-destruct, what we call, you don't have a value, that you feel you're worth anything, and so you assume that everything bad's going to happen. And guess what?
Yeah. Often it does.
Yeah.
Where does morality fit into this? Where does God fit into this? How does that relate?
You want to go into the next level with it? Morality. I end one of my chapters in the book with a quote from Ducky Mallard when in NCIS when he was asked, what's the difference between a moral man and an ethical man? And his response was that an ethical man knows not to cheat on his wife. A moral man won't.
And I think that's a vital difference. And the reason that I bring it up is we just got back from the CSPOA, that's the Sheriff's Conference, about a month ago. And what we appealed to was their oath of office and their sense of duty to God, family, and their country, and to the constituents that elected them. And I think that's, when we think about oath keepers and things like that, Richard, I think a lot of your information has relevance there to say, how do we make sure that, one, we reject the indoctrination that's going on at all levels around us, the mind control, but two, how do we make sure that people don't jettison their morals in the process? I think that's happening to more and more people without their consent, isn't it?
I'm going to make a statement here that I haven't, Vincent and I have talked about it briefly, but imagine how we feel as a Navy SEAL with what they're doing to SEAL Unit Number 6. Now, that's the difference between politics and God and country. We're very loyal and try to do the right thing. It's called intentionality. And when you mix it up with politics, something else happens, and it's not right.
Are you talking about exposing who they are and those kinds of things?
Yeah, and more than that, the fact that they're having accidents. We don't have accidents. We're supposed to be heads up on that kind of thing. And imagine seeing some of my colleagues being killed for what they know.
And on a slightly different note, the Benghazi scandal, those who have survived it have been ordered to sign non-disclosures.
Yeah, it's all about politics and scrambling the clarity of what you're supposed to be doing as your duty. It's that's one of the reasons I've chosen to remain a nerd rather than get into politics.
I'll tell you what, gentlemen, if a politician were to arrive here at the Get Prepared Expo, he would feel, or she would feel, very, very uncomfortable. Now, I'm not talking about representatives. I'm talking about politicians. I'm talking about the people who lie, cheat, steal, accept bribes, confiscate, and are so weak that they're willing to accept bribes and pursue their own personal pleasures at the expense of their children and spouses.
And I want to mention, Vince, that they wouldn't feel uncomfortable because we would threaten them or we would do anything to make them feel uncomfortable, per se.
Mm-mm.
It's almost how, the people who lie, cheat, and steal don't feel comfortable around God either. It's that kind of uncomfortability, not necessarily that we would threaten them or do anything to put them in danger, right? I want to make that clear.
No, that's not the... Yeah, you're absolutely right. No, we would not threaten them physically. It's just by them being in our presence. What they do is so foreign to us that they would be alien to the majority here.
All right, so there's plenty to talk about. There's a lot of seminars. Your seminar is going to be taking place, Richard, on Sunday?
I'm going to do one on Sunday, and if there is a demand for it, I'll stay over an extra day, and we'll do another one on the critical decision-making power tools.
Rick, I see you're scheduled... I'm looking.
Well, he's looking at the schedule. Is that book available now too at the seminar? People can get that book, Richard.
Yes, I brought some with me. Yes.
Beautiful.
They're just out.
10 o'clock Saturday. You start up. You're one of the. You're part of the team that does the first seminar. So, Dr. Richard Allen Miller, Mind Control, Thinking Like a Navy SEAL. Then, you're also going to do another seminar on Sunday. And then, if you have a number of people who want you to stay and do a 4-hour?
Yeah, a mini workshop on how to defend yourself. What I'm going to do on tonight, I'll talk about the new directions on mind control. This is the presentation I made in 2 years ago with the Navy at Nexus Magazine in Australia. And then I have my new book out for the power tools on how to defend yourself. That'll be the primaries on that.
Now, when you talk about defending yourself, Rick, you don't mean physically. You mean mentally from...
Well, there's actually 8 levels or memes.
Okay.
You know, you have the physical, with
okay.
the food choices,
okay.
the types of water that you might.
Yeah, but we're not talking about getting into a fight, a physical fight.
No, that's
I meant by physical.
In terms of defending yourself, man doesn't have rights.
Okay.
He has responsibilities. If you wanted to be free, you have to do it. I mean, it isn't...
Rick, hold that thought. We're going to a break. Sam Bushman, Kurt Crosby, Dr. Richard Allen Miller. I'm Vince Pinelli. This is USAForParis.com and Liberty Roundtable. We're going to be right back after these few short commercial announcements. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? This is USAPreparedUs.com. Get Prepared Expo number 6, Lebanon, Missouri, the largest in the United States of America. July 19, 20, and 21. Meet your instructors. 2 survival banquet dinners, $8. Dr. Norman Shealy, neurosurgeon, patent holder, inventor, author, surgeon of the year. Dr. Richard Allen Miller, the real Fox Mulder of the X-Files. Dr. Julie Fennec, survival and health medicine. Dr. Joel Wallach, naturopath and veterinarian. Dr. Patrick Vickers, Gerson therapy and cancer treatment. Dr. Howard Shane, emergency dentistry. Mike Knox, survival gardening. Glenn Meter, survival still. Jeff and Karen Olson, survival shelters. The freeze-dry guy, survival food. Craig Douglas, radiation survival. USAPreparers.com, Get Prepared Expo, July 19, 20, and 21. USAPreparers.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked.
The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, Dr. Joel Wallach here, host of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. I will be in Lexington, Kentucky, Monday, July 22nd, Crown Plaza Hotel, 6:30 p.m. You've heard me say it on the air, and now you're going to see me in person. Be sure to bring a friend, and I will disclose the secrets to good health and, just as important, potential wealth. To know more, listen to Dead Doctors Don't Lie or call 855-316-TEAM. Again, Dead Doctors Don't Lie or call 855-316-TEAM.
And seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So here we go. Yeah, here we go. We are back. We are live at the Get Prepared Expo, Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. Sam Bushman, Kurt Crosby, Dr. Richard Allen Miller, and we've got 56 seminars. We originally intended to have 52. It's 56 one-hour seminars. And you can get your tickets right now if you'd like. You can get them at the door. You can go to usapreparers.com or getpreparedexpo.com. Get your tickets, and you can pay for them online and bring your email that you get as a result of that purchase. Bring that with you, and you'll get the discounted $8 per day or $18 for the three-day weekend. Chief Cloud Pilot is going to be with us. Larry Pratt's going to be doing a live teleseminar. Tony Pache and I are going to be talking about building community. We're going to be talking about the public school system. And we're going to have a firsthand report from the Bilderberg meeting in London. Mark Anderson of American Free Press is going to be with us. You just heard an announcement from Dr. Joel Wallach. He is in town right here. He's doing multiple seminars. Sheriff Richard Mack is going to be doing seminars with us. And Judy Dollarhite. Judy Dollarhite and John Dollarhite raised rabbits. And the U.S. Department of Agriculture came down on them like a ton of bricks and fined them $6 million for raising rabbits for pets. Raising rabbits for pets. Can you imagine that? They decided they weren't going to take it, and they stood down the federal government, and they won. They're going to tell their story. Judy Dollarhite's written a book, Going Down the Multi-Million Dollar Rabbit Hole. She's going to be autographing her books right here at the Get Prepared Expo, and she's going to be teaching a seminar, Raising Rabbits and Chickens in the City. Dr. Norman Shealy is going to be with us, and he's going to be testing our blood pressure. If you'd like, he'll be giving you a food supplement to see if it reduces your blood pressure. It does in 70% of the cases. If it doesn't, he's going to offer you an additional different therapy to see if he can get your blood pressure down. Dr. Patrick Vickers he had dinner with us, Rick. Remember Dr. Patrick Vickers?
Yeah, that was enjoyable.
Yeah, Dr. Patrick Vickers drove from Mexico, where he has a clinic. He offers the Gerson Cancer Treatment Therapy. Do you know someone who has cancer? Gentlemen, do you know people who have cancer? Rick?
I have, well, you know, Matt Stein's wife.
Matt Stein's wife has cancer right now. Right now, and if you'd like to include her in your prayers, we would appreciate that. And Bill Whaley's wife. Bill Whaley, we affectionately call him the junk man. He teaches us how to live off things that other people throw away, make solar ovens out of parabolic reflector dish antennas that people don't use anymore, those satellite dish antennas, the small ones. And he'll teach you how to take a cardboard box, some aluminum foil, make a solar oven out of it. His wife has cancer. Sam, do you know of people?
I know all kinds of people that have cancer. Some are willing to listen and some just aren't.
Yeah. And as a matter of fact, we posted an article on the website yesterday. A woman was diagnosed with cancer, went through chemotherapy. It ruined her life. And they said, geez, you don't have cancer anymore. Holy smoke. You didn't have cancer in the first place. So they gave her chemotherapy, took her right to the edge of death, destroyed her. And now they're saying you didn't have cancer in the first place. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine being diagnosed with cancer, going through? What if it was surgery, right? What if they cut it out, cut it off, whatever it might have been, and oops, bad diagnosis. You were okay to begin with.
Yeah, well, and it's not a Monty Python deal. This is real.
This is absolutely real. And Dr. Patrick Vickers, Dr. Joel Wallach, Dr. Norman Shealy are here. So if you want to talk to them about, you know, possible treatments. And Dr. Patrick Vickers told me on air he has about up to a 65% success rate in stopping the progression of cancer, reversing cancer, and restoring health without surgery, without chemo, without radiation. And he does it with organic food and coffee enemas. Now, it's not going to be pleasant, but it's certainly going to be more pleasant than going under the knife. So Dr. Patrick Vickers is going to be with us. And what about... Oh, sounds like we're going into another break. We'll tell you a little bit more about who's going to be speaking and what you can learn. Teachers free, their children free, their spouses free, right here at the Get Prepared Expo. GetPreparedExpo.com. We'll be right back.
Thank you for being a loyal listener. We have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.